Hello. Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me?
This?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Basically, we are conducting a survey and trying to see if you can help us out by answering a couple of questions.
Okay.
All right, perfect. All right, so like I was laying on from Opinion Research, this is a national public opinion firm. We are talking to people in Texas today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. We are not attempting to sell anything, nor will your participation result in any calls in the future to sell anything. Thank you. We appreciate your help with the survey. Would this happen to be Maria?
No.
Okay, let me see. Thank you. So we have the ability to complete this interview in English or Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
All right. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a safe place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Let me ask you, are you registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Let me ask you, is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, radio station, or political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
No. All right. Now, just to ensure that we have representative samples, what is the year you were born?
1985. Yes.
All right, thank you. Let's see. What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Are you Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Hispanic.
All right. And what is the last grade that you completed in school?
College.
All right. Let's see. Some college with no degrees, 2 years college with degree, or 4 year college with a bachelor's degree?
4 year college.
All right. Thank you. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. All right, thank you. Do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
All right. Next question. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for this district?
President?
For U.S. Congress.
The Republican candidate.
All right, thank you. And for the Republican, and that's a definitely Republican or probably Republican?
Definitely.
All right. Next question is, now I will read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If a name of someone you don't know too much about it, just tell me and we'll go over to the next one. So the first one basically is Donald Trump. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? You have no opinion or never heard of this person?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat, thank you. Next one is Kamala Harris. Is this person very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never have no opinion or never heard of this person?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Joe Biden. Is he very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, have no opinion, or never heard of this person?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Next one is Myra Flores. Is this person very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, have no opinion, or never heard of her?
Somewhat favorable.
All right. Next one is Vicente Gonzalez. Is this person very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, have no opinion or never heard of this person?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. Let's see. Thank you. The next one, thinking ahead of the November elections, first on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
What was the question?
Okay, so thinking ahead of the November elections, first on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other elections, state and local offices?
Very interested.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote, Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Donald Trump.
All right, thank you. And next question. Next, if the elections for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote, Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Alvarez for Democrat?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz. All right, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote, Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, or Maida Flores, the Republican?
Myra Flores.
Myra Flores. And with Myra Flores, would that be like definitely Flores or probably vote for Flores?
Definitely.
All right. Thank you. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Oh, okay. Will you consider yourself as strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Not a strong Republican.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Moderate.
All right, thank you. How will you describe your economic circumstances? Well done, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, will you say that at your home you speak only English at home, mostly English but some Spanish, Spanish and English equally, mostly Spanish but some English, only Spanish at home?
English and some Spanish.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
All right, thank you. All right, I would like to thank you for your participation and taking your time to answer those questions. Thank you once again, and enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your help.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Take care.